Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item number five. Discussion and possible action on nominees for the Brazos G Regional Water Planning Group Chair, Vice Chair, and two at-large executive committee positions. These officers serve on a two-year term. The nominating committee needs to meet today before the first meeting in 2025 to have a recommendation for the full planning group to consider for officers for a two-year term. There are no term limits on the officers. Our current officers are Wayne Wilson is chair. Gail Peek is our vice chair. Our two at-large are Judge David Blackburn and Gary Westbrook. And the only other restriction related to officers or members of this executive committee is you cannot have two people of the same category serving in these positions. We sent an email out to the full planning group announcing this meeting and asking for nominations or for people to express interest in serving in one of these capacities. We did receive a response back from Wayne Wilson. Wayne indicated he would be interested in serving as the chair. Gail Peek also sent a response back in, and I believe she also expressed interest in serving as the chair. And Gail, did you also express interest as vice chair as well?
I did, and actually it was a general response to Pam.
Okay.
And I said, you know, I would serve in any capacity that the group needed.
Oh, very good. David Blackburn indicated, I believe, that he would serve in any capacity that the group wanted him to serve in. And then Jim Briggs indicated that he would serve as an at-large member. And I thought I saw one from Gary Westbrook as well, saying he would serve. He did not want to serve as an officer. So those are the folks that have expressed interest. But anyone is eligible to be considered. We're not necessarily limited to those that have responded. And this nominating committee can make any recommendation they would like to the full planning group. In light of that, the full planning group can also do something different than what we recommend. So at this time, I'll open it up for discussion related to these officers and see if there's any comment from committee members before we start down the role of us making recommendations. So anybody have any comments about this process? All right. So what would y'all like to do?
Well, just a quick question here. This is Kenny. The at-large are Blackburn and Briggs, correct?
Yeah, the at-large currently are Gary Westbrook and Judge Blackburn. The right. Nominees for the at-large that have been announced would be Gary Westbrook, Judge Blackburn, and Jim Briggs.
Okay. Thanks for clarifying that. I didn't catch that Westbrook was still, Gary was still willing to be considered. So there's three names then for the at-large, and which leads to my question. Are they all three from different segments or represent different sectors?
They do. Okay. Judge Blackburn represents counties. Jim Briggs is a municipality representative, and Gary Westbrook is the underwater district, conservation okay. district.
Okay, great.
And we can consider anybody in addition to that if you'd like to. We just don't need to select anybody that's, you know, going to be in conflict by sharing the same category for this slate of officers and the two at large.
Dale, one point of clarification. I don't know if my earlier statements was clear. I would serve chair, vice chair, or at large, and if that helps with the process of trying to decide.
Okay. Thanks, Gail.
Okay.
Is it okay if we just kept the status quo and kept the people that have been on it since we're in the kind of the midstream of?
That's kind of been some of the discussions, you know, when we've been through this process before. There was always a conversation about where we were in the planning process and the aspect of, you know, changing leadership. So that's been a discussion in the past. And I think that was probably 4 years ago or 6 years ago that really came up and was discussed. And so there was some thoughts that we needed to stick with and get into that next planning cycle and see how that falls with this nomination process. So what year are we currently in this current planning process? Right on the tail end, because we're the initially prepared plans going in. Okay.
It seems like we've been extremely busy over the last year and will be very busy over the 2025 year, right? Yeah. And 2026, it'll slow down a little bit. It'll be a little bit more chill. Mm-hmm. So, and this is a 2-year process for the nominating, correct?
Yeah, it's 2-year term.
2-year term, but there's no term limits far as that.
There's no term limits.
So in my mind, this would be a good time to say, hey, let's keep it rolling. The folks are still interested. They're well seasoned. They understand what the role is. And then possibly look at it in 2 years if there's any desire for change or, you know, if the folks that are involved now aren't interested in continuing on, that 26 timeline for the next 2 years might be a good time to at least revisit that. Since everybody seems to be interested in pursuing or continuing on with their current role and not trying to learn a new role. That's just my opinion. I don't know if anybody else has any other opinion.
Well, they would serve, you know, in this committee, whoever they are in 2026, would be considering this same process again before that first meeting in 2027. And so those are all good comments and thoughts. So. Thank you, Lucy.
Yeah, and I agree with that. I mean, it makes sense with what we've got going on and the experience that's on the within the group right now. And I don't know of any significant decisions that'll be in front of the executive committee, but having the continuity midstream of a plan cycle makes good sense to me as well.
All right. And again, this is simply a recommendation to the executive committee, to the planning group, and will be up to the planning group as to whether they want to accept our recommendation. And that will be, you know, the process that will be approved, whatever they decide at that first meeting in January. And we have that date tentatively scheduled. Is it January? February.
February
13th. Okay. All right. And you can see the map they've got up here. You can kind of part of this process of, is, you know, kind of geography and other considerations. But I think what has been pointed out is all excellent points that in the planning process of where we're at. And so anybody have any other comments or thoughts? Well, I would entertain a motion that we retain the current slate of officers so we can consider this resolution that's been put up If someone would like to read that and make a motion and see if we can get a second, and we'll have some discussion and then take a roll call vote.
I make the motion that it be resolved that the Brazos G Regional Planning Group recommends the appointment of Wayne Wilson to serve as chair, Gail Peek to serve as vice chair, Judge David Blackburn to serve as executive committee member at large, and also Gary Westbrook to serve as executive committee member at large of the Brazos G Regional Water Planning Group.
All right, Lucy Dunn has made a motion.
And I'll second the motion.
All right, Kenny Weldon is seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll do a roll call. Lucy Dunn.
Aye. Yes.
Scott Felton is not here. Dale Spurgeon votes yes. Kenny Weldon.
Yes.
And Gary Westbrook has not joined the meeting. So there are three yeses, no nos. The motion is approved. And so, again, as Lucy pointed out, this process will repeat itself in 2 years in consideration of moving into that new planning cycle. Committee can certainly consider an opportunity to look at the officers and at large. These folks do serve. Certainly the officers are active, and we appreciate their service. And this executive committee always works diligently on nominations for filling vacancies and doing those interviews. So they're important tasks to be had, and we appreciate everyone's willingness to serve. So, Kenny, do you have anything else that you would like for us to consider within the scope of this agenda?
No, sir.
All right, Lucy, do you have anything else?
No, sir.